The Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide. Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in. Dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E. Tide.
Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show with Dave Rose and his orchestra, singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felt, Noreen Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. And from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Rod, the California cold weather must have gotten you. I see you're wearing a double-breasted herringbone smudge pot tonight.
Say, wasn't that snowstorm something?
Yeah, there's a little boy out here who'd never seen snow before, and his dad came in and had some flakes on his shoulder, and the kid looked at him and says, "Hey, Pop, you better do something about that dandruff. You're losing your head."
Well, you know, if the snow keeps up, I'm going to buy myself a dog team.
Huh?
I say, if the snow keeps up, I'm going to buy myself a dog team.
A dog team?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you try UCLA? They had a pip this year.
Well, you know, this cold spell has really hurt the citrus growers.
Yeah, but it won't get them next year. They're not going to plant citrus trees anymore.
Oh, they're going to... What are they going to do, raise smudge pots and paint them orange?
They're going to raise smudge pots... Oh, cut it out. Look, fat boy, I got two kids to feed.
I got two kids who'd like to taste food.
Hey, you know, speaking of the snow, though, one of my neighbors, she said to me, she said, "Isn't the snow beautiful?" I said, "Yeah, but what about all those fruit trees out in the valley?" She says, "Well, it doesn't bother me. I buy all my fruit at the market anyhow."
Well, not to change the subject, Red, but have you been reading about this socialized medicine deal? After all, everybody has to go to the hospital now and then, you know?
Yeah, I remember when I was in the Army, I went through so much red tape to get on sick call. By the time the medics got to me, I was okay, and they put me on KP for gold breaking.
Well, say this, socialized medicine would sure be a field day for the hypochondriacs.
Yeah, and for the people that don't steal, too. Oh, hypochondriacs. I was thinking of a Cadillac. Yeah. Brilliant stuff, isn't it?
Say, you should put a lot of people to work, though. There's going to be an awful lot of paperwork to it.
Yeah, anything that's run by the government is bound to have a lot of forms and applications to be filled out. Can you imagine you take your kid to the doctor and you say, "I'm number ought, double ought, nothing. My little kid here just swallowed a peach seed." Before you can get all your forms filled out, trees growing out of the kid's head.
Where are they going to get all the doctors to handle the patients?
Who knows? We'll probably go by on a conveyor belt, see? As you pass your doctor, you'll have 2 minutes and 10 seconds to remove your appendix.
But suppose you don't have appendicitis.
Look, bud, under socialized medicine, you'll have appendicitis or else.
Say, do you think doctors will have to work just certain hours?
Oh, they probably will. Can you imagine a doctor in an operating room? There's a new word for you. Look it up. Can you imagine a doctor in an operating room? He says, "Well, this is the last for my quota today." Mm-hmm. Well, knife, sponge, cotton. 6 o'clock. Wake up. Come back tomorrow, will you?
Well, I read in that medical journal that we right next to Sweden is the healthiest country in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and medical science even claims that in another 2,000 years, everyone will live to be 200 years old.
Sure gonna wreck Saratan.
Can you imagine you and I up here telling jokes when we're 200 years old?
Yeah, we'll be as old as our material.
Tide's in. Dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
No, wait. There's more than one kind of product for washing clothes. I'd like to know how Tide compares with the wonderful new suds discoveries.
Lady, I'll tell you how Tide compares with any and every product made for washing clothes. Listen. Procter & Gamble's Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. That's because Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all its amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe. Yes, truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, those gay colors actually brighten up as Tide washes away dulling soap film. And here's a story on white things. In hardest water, Tide gets white things, curtains, linens, and shirts, whiter than any other washing product known. And remember, it's your whole family wash I'm talking about when I say no soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here are four hot operators. The four knights, and they will sing Shadrach.
Shadrach, Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
There were three children from the land of Israel.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
They took a trip into the land of Babylon.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Old Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
He took a lot of gold and he made him an idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
And he told everybody when you hear the musical, the cornet, and the flute,
doo-wop,
and the harp,
doo-doo-wop,
then you must bow down and worship the idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Couldn't fool them with the golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Then the king put the children in the fiery furnace.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Heaped on the coals of red hot brimstone.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Burnt up the soldiers the king had put there.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings
down in the middle of the furnace,
talking to the children about the power of the gospel.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Well, they couldn't even burn a hair on the head of
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Laughing and talking while the fire was jumping round.
Ha, 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 Meshach, Abednego.
Oh,
Nebuchadnezzar's call, hey there, when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Procter & Gamble presents the Skelton Television Players in What People Think About Doctors.
Our first satire is on how the average person has the society doctor profiled. Our characters are fictional. Any similarity to persons living, be better off dead.
Good morning, Dr. Blowhard.
Quiet, yes.
My, you're early. It's only 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Did you lose your watch?
No, nurse, I threw it away.
Threw it away?
Yeah, one of the diamonds needed polishing. What's my schedule for today, nerd?
Morning, golf, tennis, lunch at the country club.
Oh, yeah.
Afternoon, polo, cocktails, dinner at the Biltmore.
Egads, every day golf, tennis, and polo. Golf, I'm going to have to take a vacation, nurse. What else is on
my... Well, here are a few reports. Mrs. John Murray took her last suntan treatment, mm-hmm. and she's as brown as a berry.
Want to try it again?
Yes.
Find some teeth glue in the cabinet there.
Well,
that about, Miss Murray?
I said Mrs. John Murray took her last suntan treatment, and she's as brown as a berry.
Good. Now to get her back, send her a bill, and she'll turn white as a sheet again. She's too good to lose. She's a refined lady, a mighty fine lady. Why, she's so refined. There's not a good eye doctor around here anywhere, is there? She's so refined that blood doesn't run through her veins.
What does it do?
It walks. Very sedately, too. Whatever that means. Get my gold hypodermic needle and my platinum thermometer. I'm going to call on Lord and Lady Keys.
What's wrong with them?
They had a nervous breakdown.
What caused that?
Their French poodle barked in English the other day. What is that you're holding there, nurse?
Oh, it's a check from Mr. Benedict Friedman.
$50,000, one of my charity cases.
What's that hanging on the end of the check?
An Internal Revenue man. Go call the Cadillac people. Order me a new convertible, will you, nurse?
But you have one downstairs now.
I know, but it's heading in the wrong direction. Oh, I see there's somebody in the outer office. Bring him to the inner office, will you, nurse?
Oh, good morning, sir. The doctor will see you. Here's your bill, $100.
But I just came in.
I know. We have a threshold charge. Now, if you'll step in here, please. You're patient, doctor.
I'm very patient today. Well, my good man, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, really, I don't know if there's anything the matter with me.
Well, ignorant, huh? That could be very serious, you know, my boy.
Well, doctor, I can't sleep night.
I see. What do you do during the daytime?
Sleep.
Read your own line, son. You're going to need a real doctor.
Well, actually, doctor, I've been having a little trouble with my ears.
I'll have to examine them. Did you bring them with you?
Oh, your ears.
I don't see anything wrong with your ears. They're perfectly shaped. All three of them. I'll send for Dr. Thompson. He's our diagnostician. I'll kill him. They ever put another word like that in. He's our ear examiner.
Well, I'm in a hurry.
Well, in that case, I'll send for Dr. Lewis. He's a little hard of hearing. I'll buzz him, though.
Hey, did you buzz?
What did you think it was, your head buzzing? Ever since you had that television installed in your hearing aid, nobody can get to you anymore. Here's a patient for you.
Something wrong with your ears, fella?
Yes, are you an ear specialist?
Hey.
Speak up, boy. Speak up. Speak up.
Speak up, fella. I ain't got FM on this thing yet.
You didn't get much of a laugh on it either.
I said, are you an ear specialist?
Now look what you've done. You blew out my cathode tube. Yeah, I'm a specialist. Here, let me look at your ear.
Mm-hmm. What do you see looking in his ear, doctor?
You're right, peeking through the other one.
Well, it's my right ear that's causing the trouble.
In that case, I can't do anything for you. I'm a left ear specialist.
Oh, you make my blood boil.
That'll be $50 for sterilizing your system.
Doctor, I think you're a quack.
Well, I am not a quack.
Oh, yes, you are.
Now, look here, Leroy. I am not a quack.
Where did you study medicine?
With Donald Duck.
Now, David Rose and his Procter & Gamble Orchestra will play Old Man River.
Thank you.
You know, the man who said woman's work is never done must have meant dishwashing. Every few hours is a pile of dishes waiting to be done. Luckily, the doing's a lot easier and pleasanter than it used to be because Tide's here. And Procter & Gamble's Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap made. Tide cuts grease better than any soap, too. Tide leaves no scum in the water, no greasy ring round the pan. Best of all, Tide does away with cloudy film on dishes and glasses. With Tide, they rinse and dry clear and glistening, even if you don't wipe them. And you know how important suds are in dishwashing. Well, those Tide suds come frothing up instantly, and they last amazingly even in hardest water. As for kindness to your hands, Tide suds have that, too. In fact, Tide's got everything it takes to make dishwashing easier and pleasanter than you ever dreamed it could be. Just try Tide and see.
A page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
Remember when you were a kid, you swallowed a pin or a penny or something? Remember how you liked the old doctor after he made you well again? You know, they got away with kids, even with Junior, the mean little kid.
Junior!
Yeah, kiddo?
Oh, Junior!
Yeah, kiddo?
Will you get over here where you belong?
Okay, kiddo.
Now, young man, what have I told you about running away from our yard?
Well, if you don't remember, I'm sure not going to give you any hints, I'll tell you.
Why do you sneak out every time I turn my back?
Well,
we had that wire fence put up especially to keep you in.
Yes.
And the electricity is expensive.
Nuts. The whole family's nuts. Like...
Oh! How did you get all scratched up?
I went belly whopping. Well, you know that steep hill down the street?
Yes.
Got the brick wall at the foot of the hill?
Yes.
You know how the street turns just before you get to the wall?
Yes.
I didn't make the turn. Quite an experience it was.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
You don't even have a sled.
I know. That's why me widow belly needs a retread job.
You didn't lose any more of your teeth.
No, I didn't lose them. They're in a snowbank someplace down there. We'll find them when the spring thaw comes.
Where's your hat?
It didn't make the turn either. It went at the wall, though. It went over the wall.
Well, come on into the house.
Okay.
Stomp the snow off your feet.
Okay.
Junior, where are your shoes?
They made the turn.
Junior, I ask you, where are your shoes?
I took them off before I went sledding. You know, I didn't want to get the snow dirty.
Junior, you go out of your way for a spanking.
Yes, but we always seem to meet in the end, don't we?
Junior, home.
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
Uh-huh.
Well, Junior, where's that box of nuts and bolts I asked you to pick up at the corner hardware store?
Well, I couldn't find the hardware store no more.
It's right next door to the candy store.
Oh, how stupid of me. I was in the candy store.
Junior, you didn't spend the money I gave you for candy.
I might as well admit it, because you're going to try the same trick on me as you do with Gramp. Come here, let me smell your breath. I know.
Oh, Mother, so that's why he left the yard. You sent him on an errand.
Well, only to the corner. Goodness, that's no crime.
No.
I thought I could make the boy realize the importance of his earning his own allowance.
No, earning an allowance.
So I sent him on an errand.
Send me on an errand.
After all, he should learn to earn his own salt.
Yeah, but I wound up with some sugar. Oh, my. I got a sweet tooth to support, you know. That's why I does tricks like that.
I know, but Mother, supposing he was kidnapped.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Well, forget it. Dreaming will get you nowhere.
Now, Junior... Give me back the nut and bolt sample I gave you, and I'll go to the hardware store myself.
Okay, well, you see, now, what did I do with your sample? Oh, I put it in my mouth so I wouldn't lose it. That's funny. It's not there.
Good heavens. You didn't swallow it.
Oh, he couldn't. It was an inch and a half long.
Hmm.
Did you swallow it, Junior?
Look, it didn't get in my stomach by an act of Congress. I did swallow it when I hit that brick wall. Now I remember. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Now I won't have to eat any spinach. I got enough iron in my system to last a year, boy.
Oh, call a doctor,
Marie. Oh, yes, Mother.
Now, Junior, where's the 25 cents I gave you to pay for the nuts and bolts?
Oh, let's see. Where did I put that? Good heavens, I'm a human piggy bank.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes.
You didn't put that dirty money in your
Not
mouth.
Yet.
How many times have I told you money has germs on it?
You know, maybe that's why so many people are broke. They get rid of the filthy stuff before they catch something.
Right over, Mother.
Yes?
Oh, my poor little baby. Do you feel all right?
Yes.
My dear, sweet child.
Yes.
My sweet little baby.
Well, let's not get sickening about it. I'm not complaining. All of us members of the Skunk Patrol are too proud to cry. We got a certain air about us, you know. And people notice it, too.
Do you have any pain in your stomach?
Hmm?
Do you have any pain in your stomach?
Why, is there one missing from the window? Hey, me tummy does hurt a widow, you know. It feels like that quarter I swallowed is trying to buy its way out.
That's awful. Maybe we should feed him some solid food.
Yes. Widow Dickie Orland and Jackie Berry on juvenile jury, they swallowed some stuff once, and the only thing that would help him along was chocolate cake.
Well, do we have any cake, Mother?
No, calm down, Lorena. I'm wise to him. Butter and bread is just as good.
Killjoy.
Thank goodness. Here comes the doctor.
Well, I'm getting out of here, boy. I'm wise that old castor oil salesman. Well, the time I had the measles, he put up a big sign on the door telling everybody to stay away.
But, darling, everyone has the measles, has to be quarantined.
Yeah, but after he quarantined me, everybody in the neighborhood ran out and congratulated him. In fact, Mr. Fowler next door offered him $20 to keep me quarantined for a couple of years.
McGeehan is going to examine you, and I expect you to act like a little gentleman.
No, now you let me go. You let me go, or I'm going to bang my head on the floor.
Junior, do that a little further down. There's a board loose, and you might just as well nail it back down.
Nuts. The whole family's nuts.
You like this, Dr. Junior. He's a good man.
Come in, Doctor. Oh, it was good of you to stop by.
Well, I was on my way to see another patient in the neighborhood.
Oh, good. Well, you can kill two birds with one stone.
Well, Junior, my, how you've grown.
Yeah.
Seems like only yesterday you were a bouncing baby boy.
You said a bouncing baby boy. Instead of walking the floor with me pop used to dribble me a lot.
Dr. McGeehan was present when you were born.
Oh, one of the unfriendly witnesses, huh?
Oh, I'll never forget. You weren't 10 seconds old when Doctor held you up by your little legs and gave you a slap on the back.
Why? Why did he slap me? You mean I deserve a whipping when I was 10 seconds old? Boy, I started young, didn't I?
What did Junior swallow?
A nut and bolt.
And a quarter.
How do you feel?
No change yet. I would have to go to the hospital.
Junior, the word is hospital.
Can't look at me and say it, can you?
I think maybe we should take the boy in and have some x-rays made. Just to be sure it hasn't lodged in his stomach.
Oh, I hope it's nothing serious.
Well, don't think of things
like
that.
No, don't think of things like that.
Children swallow a lot of things that their parents never even know about.
Yes.
It's only when they're told that they get excited.
Yeah, you see, because what you don't know don't hurt you.
Well, I can't help being concerned, though. After all, Junior is my only child.
Well, this is no time to talk about your good fortune.
Sakes, where do you get such ideas?
Hmm?
Where do you get such ideas?
Oh, Edna and the boys think them up.
Well, let's get him over to the x-ray lab.
The x-rays are ready, Doctor.
Yeah, let's take a look. What's this? A stomach or a war surplus counter?
Well, I recognize a few things. There's a key, safety pin, nut and bolt, a few BBs, a hand from a Mickey Mouse watch, the propeller from a beanie. Oh, and this looks like a bottle cap and a bullet.
See anything new you like? Boy, it's awful nice of you to take an inventory of me like it.
Son, I have only one thing to say.
What?
You're loaded.
What is your conclusion?
Madam, if you want a quick fortune, sell this boy for scrap.
Verna, Lorene, I'm afraid we're going to have to operate.
Oh, huh?
The quarter seems to be lodged.
Well, look, instead of operating, why don't you just stick a few more quarters in my mouth and maybe you'll hit the jackpot. Come on, put something in the pot, boy. Put something in the pot.
Junior, you're not afraid to be operated on, are you?
You know I'm afraid. You know, I'm scared to death. I don't want to be.
My boy, I wouldn't cry like that.
You cry your way, bub. This is mine.
You have nothing to worry about. The doctor who will perform the operation is a fine surgeon.
Yeah?
Why, he received 3 citations for his war effort.
You mean an army doctor?
No, he's a naval surgeon.
What a strange thing to specialize in.
The
prepare the boy for surgery.
Hey, Mommy, will you and Nemo say a prayer for me?
Yes, dear.
Now, don't worry, dear. Mother will be right here with you.
Why? What did you swallow?
Well, we're ready, Doctor.
Hey, what you doing with that mask on your face?
It's only a surgical mask, so I don't breathe any germs on you.
Oh, that's different. I thought maybe in case I didn't pull through, we would never know who does it.
Ready now. Anesthetic.
Breathe deeply, boy. Inhale.
Okay. Look at the fireworks. Oh, all the bright lights. I don't know why the kids down there are juvenile just...
Scaffold. Suture. Sponge. Whoops. Eraser.
Junior, open your eyes, dear. It's Mother.
It's all over, dear. You're all right now.
Oh, Nemo, Mommy, me tummy hurt, oh, widow. Is I in heaven?
No, dear. We're still with you.
Now, maybe this will teach you. Maybe this will teach you to stop putting things, and especially money, in your mouth.
Yeah, well, maybe from now on, if you give me some money so I won't swallow it, you'd better give me rubles.
Rubles? Mm-hmm. Why rubles?
Well, because I'm like all the other kids. I can't swallow anything that Russia puts out.
Thanks for being with us tonight, and we hope you liked our program well enough to be with us next week. So until next Friday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and remember the March of Dimes. And thanks for buying more and more of that wash day miracle, Tide.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again with Red Skelton next Friday. And now stay tuned to The Life of Riley, which follows immediately. Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember, it's still not too late to donate something to the community chest.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.